Hey everyone, welcome to an amazing edition of Money That Is Intercontinental podcast. You guys have been amazing. Thank you for listening. I think somebody sent us an email. Unfortunately, it didn't say where you listen from or where in the world you are. But all the same, thank you for the email. We got it. For everyone who's listening on Spotify, on YouTube, on Substack, on Twitter, you know, Apple Podcasts, all the platforms where you're listening to us from, shout out to you guys. If you caught our last episode, we just celebrated a very huge milestone for us at One Remit, hitting $10 million in processed transactions. That's pretty big for us, especially because we're less than 100 days. So that's a pretty, pretty big step for us. And we're excited. Shout out to our clients. Shout out to our partners, technology partners and payment partners. You guys have been amazing. Now, last week, I did promise that Hassana was going to be back on the call. I know you guys missed her last week. I did too. Again, sorry she couldn't make it last. But just like I said, I promised that I would do everything in my power to make sure that we run this call. And I have delivered on that promise. So, Hassana, welcome to the building. Whoop, whoop.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. As Femi said, Femi forced me to be here. And I'm here. I hope you guys missed me or my voice. I'm happy to be back here to discuss important issues.
Yeah. Even if they didn't miss you, me, I missed you. So. So, today we'll be discussing, as a startup that we are, we're talking about what other startups, problem that other startups face today. So, what most startups miss about payments. So, as you know, One Remit is in the payment space.
So, as Femi said, we'll be talking about what most startups miss about payment when they're going global. And I think it's a blind spot for most startups, African startups, to scaling globally. And it is paying international vendors, because most time you focus on the product, the team, the vision, and when it's time to pay suppliers or vendors, contractors abroad, suddenly things become complicated. So this episode, we're going to try to talk about this. And yeah, let's just dive into it.
Yeah. Most of us focus on product. And that's because we come from a world where, the people say things like, a good product does not need advertisement. A good product does not need too much marketing. If you have a good product, it's easy to sell. People will come looking for you, and so on and so forth. And for a time, it was, up to some points, correct. It was reliably correct. If you had a good product, people will come from all over the world looking for you. But times have changed. Products have changed. Businesses have changed. Business models have changed. So obsessing over product only at first does no longer work. It doesn't work. Because what you do is that you end up with a product that you've spent all this time, resources, and effort on that nobody knows about. And, by then, you've run out of funding, there's problems, and so on and so forth. So it's no longer just enough to figure out only product. You now have to figure out both product and distribution. And this is where payments come in. So payments are part of that distribution. If you're selling a service, you need a way for your customers to get that service. And one of the ways they can get it is payment. They need to be able to pay you for it. If you're selling a product, you need to be able to pay your suppliers. So payment is a core part of your distribution. The other part of distribution is, so distribution is basically logistics plus payments. Logistics, so logistics being the channels for moving your goods and/or services around, and payments, the channels through which your cash flow moves through.
So the mistakes I'll add to that startups also make will be using local banks, which are like slow or expensive and often not built for B2B international payments. There's also ignoring FX risks, which is currency swings between payments and delivery time. They kind of eat into your margins. And there's another one, which is not tracking fees. Because, for instance, you send 100 million naira and just what lands in the other place is not up to the 100 million naira. And there is no clear explanation. It's just that the money has reduced. There's also paying from personal account, because I personally think this looks unprofessional and it raises red flags as well. And there's also no visibility. You don't know if the payments have been received or not. So these small issues, they stack up and they hurt your ability to grow fast. Because like we said, it's not just about building your product, your team and all of that. It's important that your payment system is optimized for smoother efficiencies when it has to do with payments.
If payments, if clients can pay you easily, you lose deals. You can't pay your suppliers easily, you lose reputation. If you can't sort out your raw materials quickly, production doesn't work. Like, it's such an integral part, whether from the supply side or from the customer side. Now, a very common mistake that the customer said is working on platforms that were not designed for B2B. But I'm going to take that a step further. Sometimes a lot of these platforms are designed for massive corporations, right? So there's something called an LPO, that's a local purchase order, that a lot of these massive corporations use, that states that after you have supplied, you know, X amount of resources or products or whatever, you will be paid only after a particular number of days have passed. So, for example, you can have a 10-day LPO, you can have a 15-day LPO, you can have a 30-day LPO, you can have a 45-day LPO, you can have a 90-day LPO, you can have a 100-day, 100 to 120 days LPO, which means that you'll be paid 3-4 months from the date of supply. Now, that only works for a massive corporation that has cash sources and cash flow from other places. And so they can keep the business alive, they can keep running until that money, quote unquote, is ready. For a startup to go 4 months without payment, especially when it's a large order, it can be very, very dangerous to the life of that startup. So a lot of these platforms are built for, like I said, big businesses, massive corporations in mind. They're not built with startups in mind. And that's why some of these challenges are there. So a lot of the charges that you pay, again, because when you're moving large amounts of money, those corporations do not mind paying those charges as long as the bulk of the money arrives safely. So they, for them, they are paying for quote and unquote safety and certainty. So they are willing to transfer that risk to somebody else. However, as a small business startup, those extra charges that they include eats into your profit margins. And so that can't work for you. You need to look for what a global ready payment infrastructure looks like. Hassana, you want to tell us what that is?
It's that you can send money to a lot of countries, like 30 plus countries, easily. Your vendors, your contractors, they get full payment on time. You see the fees up front, that's no surprise. There's no hidden charge, there's no hidden fee anywhere. You get proof of payment instantly, and also everything is transparent. And all of this I've just summarized is basically talking about One Remit, because this is exactly why it was built. So whether you are importing, settling invoices and all of that, we help businesses move money without friction, because we believe that paying your vendors shouldn't be hard and it shouldn't have to slow you down. So if you're scaling globally, again, don't let payment be the thing that breaks your momentum. Get the infrastructure right and your operations smooth, which is fast payments, trust, and a stronger supply chain.
In case you're wondering how to get to One Remit, it's OneRemitMIT. Let me take that again. OneRemit.co. Again, OneRemit.co. One more time. OneRemit.co. mit.co. That's oneremit.co. Go on the link and send us an email or fill the form and we'll reach out to you. Let's help your business, especially, and I'm very particular about this, especially your startup. Let's help it scale and solve the problem of payment once and for all. We are the last payment solution you will need, because after us, you will need another one. Give us a call, send us an email, reach out to us on the website. Well, more importantly, if you are not a business owner, but you're listening to, you've been listening to our podcast, send it to somebody who you know would need this. Let's save a startup before they close down. All right, Hassana, thank you so much for this episode. I think this was a good one.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And like Femi said, if you're trying to upgrade how you pay your vendors abroad, visit OneRemit. And if you know a founder or any team struggling with this exact issue, share this episode with them, because we're very sure that they will find it very helpful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Femi.
Bye.